We are talking about Art Night and all the cool things that are going to be going on at the Pasadena Central Library. Nick, you were in charge of the graphic artist display, and you told me some pretty exciting stuff that's going to be happening. What else is going on at the library in addition?
Well, we have the 6th Annual Festival of California Poets, and that's something that's going to be going on in the auditorium. The Wright Auditorium at the Central Library is this beautiful 150-seat 1920s auditorium. The seats in there are the old ones from the big auditorium over at the Civic Center. They were salvaged and restored for the library's use. In addition, though, we have things about the space program. We have things about the Spitzer Space Telescope. We have Ryukai America, a wonderful Buddhist lay organization, teaches workshops in recycling materials into arts and crafts. And they're going to be doing that with kids in the library on that night. The Flights of Fantasy Story Theater is going to be doing a performance in there. We have the Crown City Symphony, part of the Tuesday Musicale group, is going to be doing classical music performances. And we also have some visual images of interest if you have any interest in history. The library and PCC and various other organizations have been working on a project called Pasadena Digital History. And that's a really cool thing because we're digitizing old photographs and images from the history of Pasadena. And on that night, one of the computer labs is going to be devoted to showing some of those images and asking for your input to help identify some of the mystery photos. Because there are some photos out there where no one knows some of the details about how they were taken, who was in them. But they're really cool photos, and we want to know, and we want the world to know who's in these photos and what the story is behind them.
What has been, as you are a historian yourself, what has been one of the stories that you found out in working with the Digital History Project that you didn't know or that might have surprised you?
Well, actually, there were some sort of missing photos from the history of the library that turned up just recently, and I've been helping identify who some of the people were. But some of the other photos, there are some photos in the project having to do with building the infrastructure of Pasadena. Things like laying the first water pipes through some of the areas and things like that, where there are these photos taken and no dates were attached to the files. And so there was this fellow in the Department of Water and Power who was apparently a photo bug who didn't believe in writing things down. And so he took all of these amazing photographs of early Pasadena up through the 1920s without keeping track of what was going on or what the dates were. And so everyone's trying to identify dates based on the most amazing clues, including things like the heights of trees and shadows that might be a building that they can identify. And there's some things like that. Other things that I've encountered recently, there are some monuments and memorials in Pasadena of different time periods, and a couple of them are actually kind of mysterious. One of them, listeners out here, here's a history quiz for you. Have you ever heard of Defenders Parkway in Pasadena?
I've certainly never heard of it.
Well, it turns out that if you go to the corner of Colorado and Orange Grove, diagonally across from the Norton Simon Museum, there's a little tiny park there. And in the open part of the park, there's a plaque dedicated to the founders of Pasadena, and there's another plaque about the first heliport in Pasadena, and there's a little tiny walkway going deeper. And if you go down that little tiny walkway, you find a monument to the defenders of our country from the American Revolution, the Civil War, and World War I, and the Spanish-American War, and it was dedicated by the mothers of the defenders of the flag. Well, when I started asking around, nobody'd ever heard of a group called Mothers of the Defenders of the Flag. And it turns out they were a women's group here in Pasadena just after World War I. They never went national. They were never affiliated with anything. They raised money to put up a monument and went away.
I had never heard of them before just now.
And see, that kind of thing is scattered all around Pasadena, where you have these little fragments of history. There's a fountain in Memorial Park, for instance, that's actually the remnants of two older fountains. And so there are photos of what that looked like when those were installed back in the 1930s. And so you have things like that where the history is there, but it's not necessarily attached to the images. And that's what the Pasadena Digital History Project is trying to remedy, is to reattach history to the visual images of the history.
What an exciting thing to get to be a part of. That would be great. Before we run out of time here, Nick, suppose that we had limited time to see Art Night Pasadena. What would be three things you would tell people not to miss in or out of the library?
Well, I would definitely go to the library and to the Pacific Asia Museum would be two of them. But then you also have to kind of pick up the program book, because until the program book is in your hands, you won't know all the secret little locations. There's shuttle buses that take you around. So all you have to do is go to one location, hop on a shuttle bus, and then visit some of the different locations. And so some of the music schools will be having recitals that night. Usually one that's just up the street from PCC will have a recital on that night. Also, some of the museums, like the Pasadena Museum of California Art, typically is part of the event. And a lot of people don't even know that museum is there. It's hidden away next to Old Town. So a lot of these little things are worth visiting, but really, the thing you should do is just come in and explore a little bit. Leave yourself time to go to some place you've never heard of before that's on one of the shuttle bus routes, and you'll find something cool.
With that in mind, what was your own favorite favorite discovery from last year's Art Night?
Oh, well, that's a tough one, because we were just starting that digital history display last year, so that was absolutely riveting the first time we did that up on a big screen. But otherwise, visiting places like the Pacific Asia Museum, they always put on just an amazing show that night. The Pasadena Conservatory of Music, the one I mentioned that's up the street from PCC, the music there is just gorgeous when they do something. But it's just a matter of your own tastes. Not everybody likes the same kind of visual arts. The Art Center, the expansion campus, usually has something, but also the places in Old Town. There are usually two or three places in Old Town where you just walk around and see something interesting. So it's really a night to explore the visual arts, the performing arts, and just have fun with that.
I have the Art Night Pasadena website here. What is the Facebook page for finding out more about the library and what they're doing?
Well, actually, we put things mainly on the library's own page, which is www.pasadenapubliclibrary.net. That's the best place, because that's where the most up-to-date information will always be.